Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening to one and all, and welcome here to Mike Spirit FM. You would be normally listening to Oscar tonight or today, wherever you're listening to us from, but it's instead I'm taking control tonight. It's Mike Davis, normally on a Sunday on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. Well, today's going to be no different. I know that Oscar normally does readings, and I normally would be there with Oscar listening and helping Oscar out. But fortunately, and I'll say fortunately, Oscar is in Spain, probably doing a demonstration as we speak. So good luck, Oscar, and hope that your tour of Spain goes very well. I know that Oscar will be back with us next week. But for today, I'm Mike Davis. I'm your host, and you're welcome here for listening. Whether you're listening in Spreaker, whether you're listening in Blog Talk Radio, or even in MikeSpirit.fm, you're more than welcome. I want to just talk to you a little, just for a few seconds, because I know that we have quite a full list here of callers, but I want to talk to you of a great friend of mine, Lynn Blackmore. And this is something that another dear friend of mine, Colin Fry, I'm sure that people will know who Colin Fry is. He's a well-known medium here in the UK, and he's talking a little bit on what Lynn Blackmore has been posting. And I feel that it's just about time that we played this on the air. So let me just click this button here for you.
Now, before I get on with other things I want to talk to you about, there is something very important that I want to mention to you. My friend Lynn Blackmore has been posting for a couple of weeks now about a very important e-petition to protect people with enduring mental health against having to be assessed for DLA. If any of you have ever been in the position of known or looked after people with mental health problems, you'll know that the strain and pressure that this would put them on will actually drive many people to suicide. It's wrong. It has to be stopped. So far, very, very few people have signed this petition, which I'm very shocked about. So I'm appealing to you as my friends. If this matter concerns you, and I hope to God it does, please take time this weekend. It takes a couple of minutes just to sign this e-petition. It is very, very important that the government are made aware of the public's view on this. I personally believe it is morally wrong. I hope you do. Thank you.
Okay, and that was a little piece they played with Colin Fry speaking. I actually signed that e-petition myself because, you know, it's something that I believe in very strong as well. You know, it can be very difficult, particularly when people have mental health issues and they may need to go through the medicals and so on and so forth. So, you know, take your time. Come on over to my Facebook page, which is Mike Davis Medium. I will post that link a little bit later on, and actually I may do that even as we speak, which I'm going to do now. Let me post it to my wall. There you go. We're sharing the video on my wall now, so come on over to Mike Spirit, Mike Davis Medium, and that's where you will be able to see that e-petition, and you will be able to follow the links there for that e-petition. And signing. You can see a picture there of Colin Fry speaking about it. You can actually click the play button and listen to it back, and there will be all the information there about this. So, you know, it's very important, and I do urge every single one of you that's listening to actually come and do this, because it's important. And I know it may not affect everyone that's not in the UK listening to us, but, you know, it's something that's very close to my heart. So, you know, I hope you do come on over and sign that. Well, I'm going to have to go to the phone lines now because I don't want to speak too much tonight, because I want to get through as many of you for your readings as you can. I will be back live on air tomorrow for Andrew D's show, as Andrew, again, is on tour. You know, this is a great thing about Mike Spirit FM, and when I put this thing together, and we had all these wonderful hosts coming on, and they said, well, what if we go on tour? And I said, well, you know, between us all, I'm sure that we can sort it out. And you know, it's one of them weeks where I'm very busy, doing lots myself, but, you know, we'll always take the time to fill in these slots. So let me go to the phone lines, and I do believe I have, and I'm going to get this wrong, Amila online here. Amila, are you there with me?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm a little sunstroke. It's a little hot here.
Oh, gosh. You know, it's been tipping down with rain on and off all day here. It's been horrendous. So where to are you?
I'd rather that. I'm in New York, actually.
In New York. You would rather the rain?
Rather than this heat right now, yes, I would.
You know, it's been rain and it's not been the warmest. It's been quite cold here today in the UK. You know, being working outside as well, it gets a bit chilly sometimes. But that's okay. That's fine. Maybe
I suggest we go to the Caribbean and we can have both. We can have rain and sunshine.
There we are. Absolutely perfect. Well, you know, I'm coming over to Florida in September, and I'm hoping that it's going to be nice and warm.
I hope so.
I know in of where you are in New York, there was some thunderstorms the weekend there, wasn't there?
Yeah, I wasn't in the – there were, yeah. But you know what? It's never so terrible here. It's never that bad, you know?
Good. Well, as I said, you know, in September, I'm hoping for a bit of nice weather. And if I do manage to go outside and see the weather, doing all the work that I'll be doing out there, I'm hoping to maybe come back to the UK with a little bit of a tan. So let's fingers crossed for that in September.
Okay.
So what was the reason that you called in for tonight?
Well, I wanted to know if you could link with anybody that's crossed over, and then I just have a question about a friend that I'm expecting a call from or a contact from.
Okay. Well, let me make my link to the spiral, because that's what my forte is, and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay for you?
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Good. Okay. Excuse me. Now, I know that first things first, there's a lady here that draws close to me, okay? And as I close my eyes to allow this lady to come through, I believe that she links quite close to you, up on your family. I believe that she links to your mum's side of your family, if I'm honest there with you. I know that this lady makes me aware that towards the end of her life, she suffered quite greatly within her body before she passes on to the spirit world. She tells me that things were very difficult for her. She had support, she had help, but not as much as she needed. Okay, no, I don't mean that to be detrimental to anyone, far from the word. And she says to me, it wasn't nobody else's fault, but she felt she needed like care around the clock, but we could only provide like maybe 3/4 of that, if I can say that there to you. Okay, mm-hmm. I know that she makes me aware as well that I don't want to get this wrong, because she makes me aware of it was very painful, and she made it. Everybody knew the amount of pain this lady was in before she passed. Okay, now she tells me here it was like a sigh of relief, actually. And I know that sounds wrong, but it was a sigh of relief when she passed, because you know it's like, oh, she's out of that pain now. Do you understand who I've got with me?
Mm-hmm. She had cancer.
Bless her heart, because I know that she's with me at the minute, okay? And, you know, as she does do just that, she makes me feel all tingly all over. So I know how close... See, she must be like mum, grandmum, or something. She's very close to me, because I know that the love and the energy that comes through from this lady there to you makes me feel all warm and tingly inside you. So I know that she's very close to you, and I know that you would have been very close to her before she passed on to the spirit world. Okay, so
yeah, she was my grandmother, and she was a nurse, and she decided not to pass in the hospital. So she came home, and we couldn't do what the nurses, we couldn't do it. You know, I mean, we tried, we were there for her, but we weren't as adept as the hospital people would have been. So I'm sure it was hard for her, but she wanted to be there.
Yeah, okay, perfect, because I know that she's with us at the minute, okay? And I know that as she brings this vibration closer to me, she says to me that she's been in your life quite a lot of late, okay? Now, she talks to me about that there's been, like, the best way to describe it, there's kind of been some movements, energy-wise, around you at the moment, okay? So I want to say to you that there's been like a shift in an energy, kind of. It's almost as if you're kind of moving on from one thing, or you're going into something else. Would you understand of like a change of a pattern in your life of late there?
Change of a pattern. Well, yes. Okay. In terms of work or relationship?
No. I believe it's more, it's not so much work. I believe it's more like around us now, so it would be like a relationship or around your life at the moment. I believe it's either like something has had to let me just go back to a minute. You see, it's almost like as if you've had to either let something go or something's let you go, or it's like
yeah.
a feeling of like, oh, you know why? Do you understand of that?
Yeah. That's what happened. That's right.
Okay.
And that's what I want to know is when is he coming back?
Okay. Bear with me a second. Now, let me work with her and see what
okay.
she because I know that's exactly what she's come to say to me. It's like as if, you know, and that's what I talk about the shift of pattern, because I know that the cycle has been broken here, okay? And as I talk to you about the cycle has been broken, I know that she tells me here that, you know, that you feel as if you've got your head down at the minute. You feel depleted and, you know, maybe depressed is the wrong word, but that's what she wants me to keep saying. There's like the certain element of being exhausted about it, you know, and only if you had a bit more support, life would have been a little bit different there for you at the moment. Do you understand of this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, so she's been around your life, okay? I know that you want to know when is he coming back. And, you know, if I said to you that there's, and, you know, I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear, okay? I've never been the one that was going to mince my words, or I will just say something just to please you. I will tell you exactly what the spirit will tells me, okay, or shows me or makes me feel. And I want to say that to you, you know, that you're hoping for him to come back very soon. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I know that it's not going to happen very, very soon, okay? It's not going to happen over the next 2 days. I believe we have to give it a bit of time because we need, maybe not so much you, but whether it's him, but we need to calm the situation down first. Do you understand of that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because if he came back, things would never be the way, things would always be the way they were, and there would never be a change, okay? And he wouldn't have changed, or you wouldn't have changed. And I know I want to say that time apart will make us grow stronger then, for want of a better word. Do you understand of this?
Can you repeat that, I'm sorry?
This little tiny part,
yeah,
just grow stronger,
okay? Right?
Make us a better person in ourselves. Maybe not you, or maybe not him. I don't know which one of you, but I know that it will make us stronger, okay? And as it makes you stronger, I know that it's going to be like, you know, well, I don't need this problem anymore, for want of a better.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that your grandmama is there with you, trying to uplift the vibration, trying to allow you to feel that, you know, you're not alone in this life. She's very close there with you, and she will do everything that she possibly can so that you see, because as I said to you in the beginning, that, you know, you tried your best with her towards the end of your life to make her feel comfortable, to make her feel in a secure place, and she wants to do just that there for you at the minute, make you feel comfortable, make you feel in a secure place. Now, there's also something to do about your everyday to day. So it's your work. There's been a problem with something to do with your work, either that you're looking for work or you're wanting a new job. Or so. Do you understand of why she addresses the work for me there?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and she says to me here, it's like as if, you know, the finances, we need more finances now. Do you understand why she tells me that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, see, because she says to me, talk to her about her finances, because we kind of need, so it's either like that you want to take like a second job, or you're looking for a new job, or something. So I don't know why, but would I be right in saying to you that you're good at promoting things? Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
Okay. See, because I know that she talks to me about promoting things, and, you know, maybe we should talk a little off air because, you know, as I said, I'm coming over soon, but let's not go into that now. But I know that she talks to me about promoting things, and I believe that's the avenue I want to take you. So I know it's that. So I don't know if you.
No, I was a marketing director. That's why. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, that's fine. Okay, because I know that's what she talks to me about. That, you know, that there is work that you can do elsewhere. Okay, but you need to like. At the moment, you're kind of like just toying with the idea, shall I, shan't I? But I know the right avenue there for you, if I can say that to you without being offensive, is for you to, you know, keep going forward, keep aiming, reaching higher, because you will get there. But, you know, you have to give it a bit of time. Do you understand of this?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, your back plays you up sometimes, is that right? Do you have a bit of trouble down the lower part of your back?
I have in the past. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so again, it's just her way of proving to you, isn't it, that she's around your vibration and she understands everything that's going on in your life, okay? Now, I'd love to spend, you know, hours with you. I really could, because I know that this lady is a lovely energy to work with. But I know I've got quite a full list here.
Can I just ask, when you say with the fellow, you know, it won't be a day or so and I want it to be soon, do you feel like it would be very far out? What do you think?
You know, if I'm honest with you, okay, and as I said, I always will be honest with you, I feel it's going to be quite a few weeks away, okay? Because we need that time to adjust. We need that time to adjust to ourselves, or him to himself, and to, because, you know, it's been off for a little while, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, and I believe I need to say to you that as it's been off, we need time to adjust to make it right again. I don't feel it's over and that's end of it, because far from the word. But I know that I'm being told that, you know, the more that we have time to adjust, then things won't be as they was, but they will be a lot better. Okay, does that help you a little bit?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, thank you very much for calling. And remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM, where you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in the archives. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, let me go straight back to the phone lines. I do believe I have Laurie on with me. Laurie, are you there with us?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Can I ask you, Laurie, where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Washington State.
From Washington State, perfect. Okay. Mm-hmm. And what was the reason that you called in for, Laurie?
Well, I was wondering if there's any information on my son, when I might see him again.
Okay. Laurie, have I spoke to you before?
Not that I recall.
Okay. Okay, but let me make a link to the spirit world, okay? And we'll see where we're going. Is that okay for you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Laurie, I do have a gentleman here with you, okay? And I believe I want to link him to your dad's side of your family, okay? Now, as I'm aware of this gentleman, I believe I want to say to you that he passed very quickly. He passed very suddenly home to the spirit world, because I know I'm aware it was my heart. And I know that my chest is not altogether right. I know that my breathing is very labored here with him. I know of when he passed home to the spirit world, he was quite slight of his build. Very much casually dressed, because I can see him. He wears a shirt that's open in the front, which tells me he's a casually dressed, laid-back kind of a fella. Of when he was here with us. Do you understand of him?
Yeah, it sounds like my grandfather.
Okay. And would I be right in saying to you that your grandfather, if this is your grandfather I'm working with here, that he would have been very much down to earth. He would have loved life to the fullest of when he was here with us. He enjoyed his life. He enjoyed what he'd done with his life. And he loved spending time with his family, because that's what's important to him. Do you understand of this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, well, Laurie, I have your granddad that comes closer to me, okay? And I'm going to ask him the same question that you asked me about, are you ever going to see your son again? Now, would I be right in saying that your son is grown up a bit now?
Yes.
Okay, and he's, now, see, I'm aware of being like, as if I want to go back in my life a little bit, so I want to go back maybe to my, like, late teenage years. So would you understand your son would be about there, is that right?
He's 25.
Okay, that's fine. I'd still have to go back, man, because I'm a little older than your son. but I know I'd have to go back to find him here, okay? Now, would I be right in saying to you that you feel as if your son is caught up in something that maybe is not right for him? Is that right?
Well, he's in the Navy.
Okay. And you don't like him being there, is that right?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Ah, right, okay. See, because that's why he says to me that you feel he's caught up in something that's not right for him, okay? Now, that's in your mind, not his, not this gentleman's mind. But, you know, if I say to you that he's actually now for the first time... Okay, I got it. Thank you. It's now for the first time that he's going out to somewhere. So whether he's going out... and I know that there's terrible wars going on everywhere at the minute, but, you know, he is now going out to something like that. Does that make sense there to you?
he's not going at something like that.
Okay. Okay. So why would I say to you that, you know, he is out. He's not where he's stationed. He's gone somewhere else. Is that right?
Oh.
You don't know, do you?
I don't know, no.
Well, you know, to answer your question quite simply, okay, I'm being told, mm-hmm. yes, you will see him again, okay, he will be coming back, okay, but I believe it's only going to be for a short time because he has to go back to work, for want of a better word. He has to go back to work, so I believe he's going to come home just for a short time, okay, maybe a few days, maybe a week or two, but then he will have to go back. But, you know, I don't see any, any wrongdoing around your son. I don't believe that he's going to be in any danger of any sort here, because I know that, you know, your granddad's energy is always with your son as well, okay? And I believe that he wants me to say to you that he is taking care of your son from where he is in the spirit world, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I know that, see, you would have been very close to your granddad when he passed, is that right?
Yes.
Because he just fills me full of emotion, and I can quite easily go with it here at the minute. And I know that as tears starts to roll down my face, I know that's what... See, you have been in that emotional state of late, haven't you?
Yes.
Because I know I've been told about the emotional state that you've been in of late, and it's been quite upsetting, it's been hurting, and you've been feeling physically... As if tears have been rolling down your face. You know, I believe that in some way, without me sounding offensive, and please don't think I'm being, because I'm not, but you've always been that way. You always kind of worry about what's to come without it even being significant at the time. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay. See, because I know that's what your granddad tells me. You know, he says to me, come on, girl, pick yourself up. All right, and just move forward with this. All right, know that your son will come home to you. Okay, why does your granddad tell me to go back 2 months? So if we go back 2 months, we would be in May. What's the significance to do with May with you?
Hmm.
Would there be a birthday or a passing or an anniversary to do with May?
I'm not sure.
Okay, I'm being told to tell you the 18th of May is important.
Okay.
Okay, so can you understand why I would say the 18th of May to you?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, please think on it, okay? Because I'm sure that, you know, once you think on it... See, I know it's a passing. Somebody would have passed in May. I want the mid part of May, and I want around the 18th, because I know it's important... Because I'm being told it's important to do with me, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Does that help you a little bit there, Laurie?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to leave that there with you, okay? And remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM to have a copy of your reading in the archives. And remember, join us on the Facebook pages. Join me on Mike Davis Medium, or even join MikeSpirit.fm on Facebook. And that's where you'll be able to catch all the updates. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let me go straight back to the phone lines here. I do believe I have Tempest. Is it Tempest? Are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing there, Tempest?
I'm doing good. May 18th was actually the day that my best friend William passed away. 2004.
Okay, now that can happen, okay? because I'm trying to work so fast, because I know I've got lots of people in and I want to get around as many as I possibly can, okay? So if that date was important to you, the 18th of May, then that's fine. I do apologize, but sometimes, see, the spirit will just jumps in and without me even realizing, they back in straight away, okay? So, Tempest, can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois.
Lovely. Okay. And I bet you've had gorgeous weather as well, haven't you?
Yes, actually, we have very good weather. We had heat waves last week. Oh, it was in the hundreds.
I feel so upset. We've been having rain and everything. It's not good. It's supposed to be, that was summer, you know, and it's been raining continuously here for days. We've been having floods everywhere and everything. But, you know, never mind. What was the reason that you called in for, Tempest?
My reason for calling was it's just a situation that I'm confused with. I'm attracted to my ex, and it's another guy that I'm interested in, but I'm not, it's like a potential rather than trying to build a relationship, but I'm attracted to my ex, and I don't know what's going on, so I was trying to get some help from the spiritual world for the situation that I'm in, some guidance.
Well, let me make a link to the spirit world, the tempest, and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay for you?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And, you know, see, as you're saying your ex, okay, I've just got somebody waving two fingers in front of me, and that's not being rude, okay? Please don't get me wrong. But is it, like, been 2 years or 2 months since?
Yeah, 2 years.
Okay, see, because I know that they're waving two fingers, or not me, that somebody in the spirit world is waving two fingers. So I know it's been two, as I say, it's either 2 years, 2 months, or I know it's two. So if it's 2 years,
it's
then that's perfect.
We've been apart, yeah. Two months and 2 years we've been together.
There we are, perfect. Because I know that, you know, that I've got this energy here in the spirit world. And, you know, I want to take a big deep breath, okay? Because I know this is how this one passed. Because there's one big deep breath and off I go home to the spirit world. And I don't mean it to come out that way, but that's the way I need to kind of give it to you. One big deep breath and off I go to the spirit world, okay?
Okay.
I know that it wasn't expected for this one to go, and it is a female energy, I want to say. It wasn't expected for her to go home to the spirit world of when she did, because I know that when she passed, it was very sudden, it was unexpected, okay? I want to link to your mum's side of your family, because I know it's mum's side of the family that she connects me to find her, okay? Do you understand why I've got you with me?
It may be my aunt. If it's from my mom's side, because my mother's sister passed, two of her sisters passed, and her mother passed, so it could be my grandma or my aunt. Not sure yet.
Okay. Let me go on with that, because as I said, it was just one big deep breath, and off she goes home to the spirit world. It wasn't expected for her to go. Okay. She makes me aware that she had an illness that she didn't really know about, or it wasn't diagnosed correctly, or it was diagnosed incorrectly. There was a problem with it, because I know that, like, you know, that she kind of didn't really know what the problem was. She just carried on with life, because she wasn't one of these people that complained about much. She just got on with things, and she says to me, you know, I had lots to do before she passed on to the spirit world. She had lots to do in her life. I believe she was a very busy lady. She talks of eight people. So I know that she would have either been one of eight, or she had eight children, because I know that there's eight. She talks about eight in the family. So does that narrow it down there for you?
That's my Auntie Barbara.
That's your Auntie Barbara. Perfect. Because I know that she she's here with us. Now, I know that she didn't have a lot financially, but, you know, she says to me, I had a lot of love inside of me, and I shared that out equally between everyone that was connected there to her, okay? Now, I believe she's so bubbly and so lovely is the word I want to use. She's so absolutely perfect to be around. Her energy was tremendous, because I know that she was always bubbly, always, you know, there was always a shoulder there. There was always help if you needed help. There was always guidance if you needed guidance. She was the rock, if you like, for her family that was in her life. Do you understand of that?
Yeah, I was too young to meet her. I mean, I met her when I was younger, but you know how you're so young, it's kind of vague. So I didn't really get to experience that on a mature level,
That's okay. I know that the first thing she does here, Tempest, is you know, she just wants to catch around me and just put her arms around me, just hold me really tight, okay? And I believe that's what she always done. So I don't know if you have memories of her holding on to, you know, it's a word we use here just in Wales as a cutch. When somebody hugs you so tight, I believe that's what she's doing. She's hugging me so tight here, and you know, and I believe that's the way she just would have been. Now she's with you, okay? And I believe it's your energy is with you at the moment, because you feel quite bubbly in your character wise. Do you understand of this?
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, it's, as you said, that, you know, quite rightly that, you know, you're attracted to your ex and you're attracted to somebody else there. But if I said to you at the minute that you're just torn, let's lay all our cards on the table then, for want of a better word, okay? Because it's like kind of, you just don't know where to go. Your heart tells you one thing, but your mind tells you something else, okay? Now, let me talk to you about your ex, okay? And, you know, if I said to you that when you parted with your ex, or when he parted, or whatever, when you parted with your ex, that it was, you know, soul-destroying is the word I want to use. Do you understand that you were so upset, so hurt in your life that you was, like, kind of destroyed for a long time? Does that make sense there to you?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, you've never really got over that, have you?
No. I'm getting over it with prayer, church, but it still hurts, yes.
Okay. But this other gentleman that has been around your life, would I be right in saying to you that, you know, he seems so very sweet, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And he seems to be genuine.
Yes.
Because if I said to you that your ex had lots of things hidden when you first got together, it's like as if, you know, we only found out bits at the time, and it was hard to adjust one step at a time. Do you understand of this?
Yes, that's so true, yes.
See, because I know that he talks to me here, that she talks to me about that you had to adjust one step at a time, okay? Well, I believe I'm not going to tell you where to go, okay, because that would be wrong of me. You know, I wouldn't say to you, go back to your ex or go with this new gentleman. You know, I can only advise you of what the spirit world advises me to tell you, okay? Now, I believe I want to lean more towards this new one, okay? And the only reason why you don't do that at the minute, and please correct me if I'm wrong, is because you feel, well, you don't want to miss out on something that could be the rest of your life. Does that make sense? That you don't want that opportunity?
Yes.
Okay, because I know that's what I'm being told at Tempest. You don't want to miss up on that opportunity, okay? But, you know, I've always said and always will say, okay, that you must follow your inner feeling, follow your stomach, follow your gut feeling, because that's where the spirit world inspires you. Do you understand of this?
Yes, yes.
And that would be towards the new one, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it will be. It will be. It'll be hard to part my ex because I love him. My daughter loves him.
Yeah.
But I know wholeheartedly that I do need to take that step away. And
you know, without me sounding funny here, Tempest, but, you know, not that I want to put any of my personal things here particularly across the air or anything, but, you know, I'm in the very same position that you are in right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I know how difficult it is. And, you know, being a medium, you would think that, you know, it would just come natural to me and I would know what to do. But, you know, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work for personal gain, far from the word, you know. So we all go through these difficult times and traumas. You know, you're not even sleeping properly at the moment, the Temple, see you?
I'm not.
See, because it's affecting you on every level, and I'm aware of that, okay? So, you know, just know that your auntie, you say it was, wasn't it? Your auntie. And you know, she's trying to uplift. And remember what I'm saying. She wants to put her arms around you and just hold you and just you know, say to you, come on, girl. We can move on from this. We can achieve it, okay? But just know that she's there doing her best there for you. Do you understand of that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, I hope that's helped you a little bit there, Tempest.
Yeah, a lot. Thank you so much.
No problem at all. The pleasure is all mine. And remember, you know, come on over to Mike Spirit FM to have a copy of that reading in the archives. And come on over to Facebook. Add me as a friend. I'm under Mike Davis Medium. And even add MikeSpirit.fm in Facebook as well. You know, and follow the links there. Because, you know, we are live almost every day now. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Thanks again.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I do believe that we have Chelsea there with us. Chelsea, are you there with us?
Hi.
Hi. Can I ask you, Chelsea, where you're calling from?
I'm calling from South Carolina.
From South Carolina. Don't tell me that you've been having wonderful weather as well.
It's pretty nice here, but it looks like it might rain, so.
Well, I'm pleased to see that we're having the same weather, the rain. Because, you know, it's disappointing sometimes, isn't it? You know, when we have just rain, and more rain. But that's okay. That's fine. Chelsea, can I ask you of what the reason was that you called in?
I was hoping to maybe connect with my father who had passed.
Okay. Okay, then I can certainly try my best there for you, okay? Not always the ones that you want to come through will come through, but I will certainly do my best to allow your dad to come here and use me as a channel for you, okay? Now, okay. Chelsea, if I said to you that your dad, if this is your dad I'm connecting with, would I be right in saying to you that, you know, he wasn't meant to go. He shouldn't be in this spirit world. Do you understand of this? His life was ended.
He died at a kind of, I guess, a young age.
Okay.
So.
Okay, because I know I'm being told that he's not meant to be in this gentleman that I'm aware of. Okay, I need to get out properly here too. The gentleman I'm aware of believes that he shouldn't have been in the spirit world as quick as he had, okay? Because I know that his passing was very sudden. And I know that he tells me that there was slight concerns about his health. There was problems with his health. He didn't really want to address them too much, or he didn't bring too much awareness to them. But I know that he makes you aware that his health was a bit of a problem for him at the end of his life there, okay? And this is how he passed. I know that he makes me aware as well that he was quite an active man, if I can say that there to you, because I know that he's quite active as he makes a connection here with me, okay? So I know that he was quite fit, quite active, and liked to be, what's the right word, like kind of on top of his game, for want of a better word. Do you understand of this?
Yes. My dad, he had passed away. He had cancer.
Okay.
And it was sudden. Like, he was... like, very energetic the day before he died, and he was, you know, very, very happy, and then suddenly the next day he had passed away, so it was kind of a shock.
Okay, perfect, because that's exactly the way he comes through to me. Okay, he's very energetic, very much full of life, and then he passed. I know it was that sudden. Well, bless him for coming forward, because I know I've got your dad here with us, okay? And, you know, if I said to you that your dad, you know, he didn't like to take any messing around, he wouldn't put up with any messing around, would you understand of this?
He would definitely say things like, calm down, you know, everyone's got to calm down, if, like, the grandkids were over or something.
Okay, that's fine, because I know that he makes me aware that I wouldn't take any messing around. And, you know, whatever your dad had to say, out it would come, please or offend, because I know that that's what he tells me. You know, if I had something to say, I would say it no matter what.
Yeah, he also makes me aware, one person.
Okay, good. He also makes me aware, you know, okay, now, this may come out wrong, and I don't mean it to, and I don't mean to be offensive here, but nobody messes with my girl. That's what I wanted to say to you. Would you understand that your dad would have been very protective over you? Is that right?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you that, you know, he didn't like any, and I mean this with no disrespect, but he didn't like any men being with his daughters. Nobody's good enough for his daughters. Do you understand of that?
Yeah, I do, but he didn't always talk about it, but he, you know, he was kind of quiet about it because he didn't want to have problems.
That's okay, that's fine, because I know that that's the way he comes through here, that, you know, and you know, all this stuff here is just for him to be recognized, so that you know I have your dad with me, okay? And, you know, as he's with me, you know, he tells me he needs to be around you, and you know, I need to prove to you that he's in your life, because he says to me that you've been disappointed of late. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And what are you right saying that you kind of are, what's the right word? You know, if I said to you that you're starting to doubt yourself and doubt the spirit world in some way, do you understand of this?
Yeah, I do sometimes.
Okay.
Work.
Okay, because he says here to me about doubting, okay? You've been doubting yourself. And, you know, you don't really give yourself enough credit for what you do in life, okay? Because he says to me, you're very harsh on yourself. And you know, there's no need to be. Do you understand that you're quite critical of yourself?
Yes.
there's so much you want to change about your life. And you know, it's kind of as if you're, gosh, what's the right word? You're, I know I want to change things in your life. I want to change things around your life. I know that, you know, that I need to put a smile back in your face where it hasn't been there for a long time. I know that you feel disappointed. You feel let down. You feel as if there's a lack of support. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And, you know, if you only had a bit more support of those that's closest to you, life would be a lot different, because it's like as if it's just expected of you now. Do you understand this? It's a pattern, and it's expected of you. And you know, you feel as if you need a little bit more support at the minute. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Chelsea, I know that your dad is so close here with me, okay? And, you know, I know that he could get quite mad upon times, if I can say that without being offensive, because, you know, he just wants to, like, bang his hand down upon the desk, and it's like, you know, why do you allow yourself to go there every single time? Why do you allow people to do to you what they're doing to you and to make you feel like this? Do you understand of that?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Okay. Now, would I be right in saying to you when your dad passed that, you know, he must have been on his own, or there was, yes, okay, on my own. Did you understand he was on his own when he passed?
Well, me, my mom, and my brother were in the same room with him, so I don't understand.
Okay, hang on a minute then. Then would I be right in saying to you that he would have, if he had his choice, okay, then he wouldn't want nobody to see him suffer. He wouldn't want nobody to see him go.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Okay, that's fine. My mistake, because I know that, as I said, he bangs his hand down upon the desk here, and it's like, on my own, I want to be on my own, okay? And, you know, it's not that he's upset that anybody was there, far from it, please don't get me wrong, but I know that he makes aware that nobody should be watching me go. Nobody should have been there as I passed. Because it was, you know, it's kind of upset. Obviously, it would upset you, and obviously it would, you know, stay with you for a long time. You know, and probably for years. But he says to me that he doesn't want you to be upset because he's not around in this life anymore, because he's in the spirit world, and he sees all what goes on from the spirit world. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know that he makes me aware that as he is there with you, that he just wants you to be, I want to uplift you, okay? And this is the whole reason why he comes here today, is to uplift you and to say to you, you know, come on, girl, you're not on your own. He's very much around your vibration. He's always been in your life, and he's always going to be in your life, okay? tell her Annie's with me. Who's Annie?
Anne?
Yes.
I think that's my mom's middle name, but I don't know an Anne.
Okay. Well, of what I'm hearing, and I'll be honest with you, is Annie. Okay.
Annie?
So whether it's Anne, I don't mind, but I know Annie is what I'm hearing.
Anne. I'm not sure of an Annie.
Okay, don't worry about it. If it is your mom's middle name of Anne, then that's fine, okay? But I know I'm hearing Annie, okay? Now, I know as well as your dad is with me, I know I'm conscious of the time because time is taken away. You know, why does he make me aware of my stomach? What's the problem with your dad's stomach? Is that where the cancer was?
His what?
His stomach.
Oh, yeah, he had... It's spread through his liver and all around his body.
Because I know my stomach is starting to churn around at the minute, okay? So I know it's just your dad's way, Chelsea, of proving to you that he's in your life, okay? You're not alone. And please remember, you're not alone because your dad is very close there with you. Does that help you a little bit there, Chelsea?
Yes, it does.
Okay, well, thank you very much for calling. Remember,
come
on to Mike Spirit FM. So have a copy of that reading in the archives and join us up on Facebook. I'm under Mike Davis Medium or even MikeSpirit.fm in Facebook. I say thank you very much for calling there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I think I'm going to have time just to squeeze one more caller in very quickly, and it's area code 205. Hi, area code 205. Can I take your name there, please?
My name is Robbie.
Hi, Robbie, and can I ask you where you're calling from?
From Alabama.
Okay, I know it's going to be lovely and warm there in Alabama, so I'm not even going to ask you that because I'd be disappointed again. But can I ask you the reason why you called in for?
Yes, about a relationship with my friend Jim, if it's going to ever be more than that, because I feel like I'm getting further from him at the moment.
Okay, then I'm just going to go into that, okay, because I know that I'm conscious of the time, okay?
Okay.
you know, it's not that I'm going to cut you short, far from the word, but I'm going to get the information through quicker to deliver it to you quicker, okay? okay. You know, if I said to you that you feel as if it's like being on and off for quite some time. One minute it's all going along fine, next minute it seems to disappear, doesn't it? It seems to like, what's happened?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. And you know, it leaves you in a state of your mind of where you feel disappointed. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And I know of where you are at the minute, that you feel very disappointed of the things that's going on. And it's like, it seems to be like, it's either all or nothing, okay? And I know at the minute, it's like kind of nothing that's going on there, okay? Nothing is happening. But, you know, if I look back over the last few weeks, you know, it seems to be as if there was lots of contact that was made. There was lots of, whether it was just like a telephone conversation or a text message, or I think you call them like a pinging over in the USA. I don't know, but it's like there was communication going on there. Do you understand of this?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And, you know, see, let me tell you of who I've got with me, okay, that tells me this information, okay? And you know, it is a lady that I have with me that connects there with you, okay?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, she makes me aware that she links up in your mum's side, okay? Excuse me. And I know that as she makes a connection. I just want to start with, did she not suffer with a digestive system then or something? You would know of a lady in the spirit world on your mum's side that suffered with a digestive system, as if there's like lots of wind in this lady, particularly before she passed. I believe as if she couldn't keep nothing down properly before she passed on to the spirit world, because I know that there's a problem here with a digestive system. Do you understand of this?
Yes, it's my Aunt Linda.
Okay, bless her heart, because I know that she just... See, and as I'm, you know, bringing up a bit of wind, I'm thinking, ooh, it's not like me, but I know it's her condition that she brings through here for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, know that your Aunt Linda is close there by your side as we speak at the moment, okay? And, you know, she just wants me to say that you, where it's been, like, on and off for a while, okay? I want to say to you, it's time, like, you know... I hate saying the word an ultimatum, okay? I hate saying that to people, but I do believe that your aunt wants me to say, well, you know, lay your cards on the table. Just say it as it is, okay? Express yourself. Tell them how you feel, because you're kind of keeping it all inside, aren't you? Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And, you know, this person will never understand, will never know if you don't tell them. Okay, so you have to tell them of what you feel. And I believe that once you tell them, oh my God, things will so change for you. Okay, because I know that he feels quite very much the same, as if, you know, he doesn't want to lean, don't want to put too much pressure upon you, doesn't want to push you away. And that's why it's going off and on all the time. Okay, do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay, so, you know, I want to say that to you, okay, put your opinions there. Let him know. Okay, I know that life will change a little bit there for you. Does that help you a little bit?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Well, no problem at all. Thank you very much for calling. Remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM to have a copy of that reading, and I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, bye. Okay, I know that that's pretty much all time that we have here this evening. Don't forget, I'm back tomorrow. at slightly the earlier time. I'm sure it's 9:30 UK time, which will be 4:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I will be doing Andrew D's show. But remember, come on over to Facebook. I'm under Mike Davis Medium. Add me as a friend there, and that's where we will be able to interact together. Also, you can connect with us on Facebook under MikeSpirit.fm. And remember, come on over to the website of MikeSpirit.fm as well. For me, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Just a city.